It's been 50 years since Woodstock, which means it is time for a big old 50th anniversary show. The lineup for Woodstock 50 is now out, and it maybe isn't quite what you would expect. Dead & Company are on the bill. So Santana. But rounding out the list of performers are Miley Cyrus and Jay-Z and Imagine Dragons. Thunder, feel the thunder. So countercultural? Well, let's put that to NPR Music. Stephen Thompson. Hey, Stephen.
Hello.
So I was interested to see that it's a couple of Woodstock originals who are behind this whole lineup and the grand vision for Woodstock 50, John Fogerty and Michael Lang. What are they trying to do?
Well, they're trying to recreate some of the magic and some of the cultural dominance that the original Woodstock did. But they're doing this not only in the shadow of the original Woodstock, but in the shadow of the debacle that is Woodstock 99, which was an absolute catastrophe.
Catastrophe, why?
Everything from violence, from people setting fires, rampant sexual harassment and assault.
Yeah, I'm getting the picture. Not an experience you would care to repeat.
Not necessarily the kind of experience where people are like, let's recreate that.
Yeah. So with this one, what are they trying to do with the lineup?
Well, they're trying, I think, to span as many generations as possible, in part because that's who's likeliest to buy tickets. You know, the first two Woodstocks were attended by roughly 400,000 people.
Yeah. So I think I'm right in saying neither you nor I were old enough to have been on this planet at the time. But the idea of it has filtered down. It was about peace, but it was about weirdness and countercultural, you know, the whole vibe. How does one try to carry on that legacy, or are they even trying to do that?
I mean, it is incredibly hard to carry on that legacy. For one thing, as you said, you and I were not around for the original Woodstock, but there were yahoos urinating on police horses at the original Woodstock, too. You know, I think the image of peace and love is going to go out the window somewhat anytime you get 400,000 people in one place, because you're going to have bad actors. So I don't think anything could live up to the original, because I have my doubts that the original ultimately lived up to the original.
The original did not live up to the original. Well, I mean, this prompts me to ask, looking back to the original, if there was one moment you were going to remember from it, it's got to be when Jimi Hendrix came up on stage, played the national anthem, just blew everybody away. What are we expecting this time? Who's going to be the iconic act of Woodstock 50?
Clearly, it will be Miley Cyrus. I mean, the thing is, you never know going in. You know, sometimes, you know, we preview awards shows and we say, like, what is the performance to look out for? You don't know until the event actually happens. I would gather that a lot of people will attempt to create or recreate a moment like that. The harder you try, the harder it is.
Yeah, not trying is going to be the key here.
Yep.
NPR Music, Stephen Thompson giving us a preview of Woodstock 50. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.